From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Almacher.
The lopped tree in time may grow again. Most naked plants renew both fruit and flower. The sorriest weight may find release of pain. The driest soil suck in some moistening shower. Times go by turns, and chances change by course. From foul to fair, from better hap to worse.
The opening stanza of Times Go By Turns, a poem by Robert Southwell, gracefully expressing all that is painful and beautiful about life and death and the transitions from one to the other. It was the inspiration for the title of the newest album, Times Go By Turns, from men's vocal quartet New York Polyphony.
Polyphony literally means many sounds, but it's essentially the interplay of individual lines that come together in perfect unity.
That's Jeffrey Williams, countertenor with New York Polyphony. Perfect unity is an apt description for this group. The clarion voices enable each part to stand on its own in what can be a complicated tangle of polyphonic writing. And yet they seamlessly fall into each other to create a remarkable and completely enveloping quilt of sound. For a men's early music quartet, the Mass for Four Voices is core repertoire. The Masses for Four Voices by Thomas Tallis and William Byrd are absolutely at the top of that list. Now, it's important to know that when these composers were writing, England had split from the Catholic Church. As you can imagine, this put a bit of pressure on composers who made their living writing music for both the church and for royalty. The newly formed Anglican Church kept many of the liturgical elements of the Big C Catholic Mass, including the Creed, which acknowledges the one Catholic Church. That little C Catholic refers to the all-embracing Church. Jeffrey Williams.
I think the Credo is the central piece of Byrd's Mass. There's so much that's both personal and political, I think, in the way he sets this statement of faith. I think it's both passionate and at the same time there's almost a church militant attitude. He goes from very busy contrapuntal moments to straight up homophony when he gets to talking about the one unified Catholic Church. Which is not just an accident. It's clear that he has an ulterior motive there.
It's very interesting to hear three composers' interpretations of the Mass. The same texts, the same order, but quite a difference in style. The Byrd is ethereal, but the Tallis is much earthier.
He has been influenced by the vernacular language that's being imposed. Instead of Sanctus, 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 it could just as easily be sung Holy, Holy, Holy. There is a hymn-like structure to it.
And the John Plummer setting?
I think, if anything, there's a cockiness to it.
Yeah, there's a freedom you can hear. It's really kind of almost comical in places. And so we had to be careful because that was a piece that we could really allow to get raucous. So that was one that we had to always keep one foot in kind of our sacred world and maybe spin out a bit into something that you'd hear more in the secular music of the time.
That's Craig Phillips. He sings bass for New York Polyphony. Although it has nothing to do with the Mass, Anglican or Catholic, Richard Rodney Bennett's setting of A Colloquy with God was a very natural fit. It was one of Bennett's last compositions, written shortly before his death in December 2012. Sleep is a death. Oh, make me try by sleeping what it is to die, and as gently lay my head on my grave as now my bed. Times Go By Turns with New York Polyphony, a collection of poignant texts that, in one way or another, enable you to hover between two worlds and relish those moments of transition. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler.